Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country.
While campaigning in Georgia, former President Donald Trump called his recent federal indictment a corrupt government trying to disrupt the next election. Trump was charged on 37 felony counts of mishandling classified documents, obstruction of justice by blocking efforts to retrieve them, and making false statements to investigators. Trump still leads the Republican field, but a Yahoo News YouGov poll finds nearly two-thirds of Americans feel what he's accused of are very serious crimes. Special Counsel Jack Smith has made it clear he's looking forward to a speedy trial and that no one is above the law.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Applying those laws, collecting facts, that's what determines the outcome of an investigation. Nothing more and nothing less.
Trump also faces legal jeopardy in Georgia for election tampering, and New York Attorney General Letitia James says she's planning to bring a civil fraud case against him later this year. Meanwhile, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is working to remove barriers to stable housing for LGBTQ+ teens and young adults, in part through assistance and training to shelter providers. Ellie Kugler with HUD explains that shelters can be problematic and that youth who are not heterosexual can face illegal and often disturbing treatment.
It is often the case that LGBTQI people, both young people and adults, especially people who are transgender and gender nonconforming, experience really disturbingly high rates of illegal rejection from the shelters.
A recent report found LGBTQ+ folks made up a majority of people living without shelter. A New Haven man left paralyzed after riding in a police van without seatbelts will collect $45 million from the city. Two police officers were fired when Richard Cox, who is black, was seen on videotape being thrown against the front of the van by a sudden stop. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that around 750,000 adults, ages 50 to 54, are at risk of losing food assistance because of new SNAP work reporting requirements in the debt ceiling deal. Steve Erickson with the nonprofit Feeding Illinois says most people on SNAP in that state have real needs and are often already working.
Folks that are challenged already to make ends meet, putting an additional requirement on it, is just going to make it more difficult because it's not about just the work requirement. It's getting to work. You have daycare needs. How else does that disrupt or affect your life or your household? Most people want to work if they can.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're cute.